Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Franchise Interviews, Asking the Entrepreneur Who Owns One. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, with my co-host, Don Johnson. And if you've ever dreamed about owning your own business, then this is a show to listen to. And today we're with special guest, Ron MacArthur, who is the president of WSI. And Ron, when we left off, I think what I wanted to ask you is, what type of characteristics make a successful WSI franchisee?
Sure, Marty. You know, our selection process has really developed over the last number of years with a very clear understanding of what's required to be a successful franchisee of WSI. Mm-hmm. We typically see, I guess as all franchisors, many different business backgrounds, whether it's marketing, sales, corporate, just general business, IT experience, and entrepreneurs who either own their own business or did so in the past. We're really looking for an individual who, combined with that past business experience, is willing to follow a proven system that is successful.
Right.
Secondly, I think for us, that dedication to fulfilling their customers' needs, a real ability to listen, and a passion for the end customer. Mm-hmm. Probably third, the willingness to work hard. I think, you know, I always heard that the harder you work, the more successful you are, mm-hmm. and that certainly applies here at WSI. And then what we're very much looking for is that what we call the U factor. The willingness and that personal drive to succeed and having a positive can-do attitude. That's a very, very major part that we look for before awarding the franchise. But it's really a combination of all four of those attributes.
That's interesting. Well, what's the training like, Ron, for new franchisees? I know you mentioned some online learning.
Yeah, I think I said to you, I always tell our new franchisees, welcome to the rest of your life of learning. It never stops at WSI. It's never ending. And it starts out with the initial 4 to 5 weeks of the online e-learning that I spoke to you about, which talks a lot about the theory and understanding. And then right after that, all franchisees come into a 5 days, very intensive training course here in Toronto, where they based on the pre-learning, they've understood the technology and they've understood the theory, and for 5 days they get to play and practice with it and learn some of the best practices of our most successful franchisees that provide these products and services to their end customers. And when they leave, they are then assigned a one-on-one coach. We call it our Quick Start Program. Mm-hmm. And they work with a member of our WSI team here in home office for a 90-day period to really ensure that they have somebody behind them working and encouraging and coaching them through that first 90-day, which is critical for any period. Then we assign that franchisee to a mentor. A mentor is a successful franchisee from around the world, and they coach that franchisee for their first 2 to 3 projects and to ensure that the franchisees clearly understand and are able to understand the needs of the customer and match it with the appropriate product and services. That's a very key element that encourages franchisees, again, to work collaboratively together. It's a sharing of best practices and coaching, which is vital. And then we call it ongoing. Certainly our ongoing support, 24/7, 365 days a year. We have what we call excellence and innovation conferences 2 or 3 times a year around the world, which are franchisees congregate and talk about best practices and what's working for each and every one of them and how innovation is such a key element and how they're able to innovate with our products. We have ongoing webinars of training 4 times a week. We have 4 ambassadors who are very successful in their own businesses that travel the world providing training probably 3 to 4 times a month. We have these ambassadors working around the world, bringing best practices again. So it's just exhaustive. It just kind of goes on and on and on. And again, we're always looking to bring more training and information to our franchisees. Knowledge is a key, powerful part of being successful at WSI, and we bring a lot of that knowledge to the franchise community.
That's great.
Yeah, a lot of overall support. It's needed. It's
it certainly is, and I think that's the key to any franchise or success, isn't it, Don?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Once someone becomes a WSI owner, talk a little bit, Ron, about what a typical day is like for them.
Well, if I talk to our franchisees, they'd be able to say no day is typical at WSI. Again, that is one of the things that's so exciting. Our franchisees work very hard. They put in long hours, but they certainly love it. It just gets in their blood because they say it is absolutely so varied, whether they're talking with a new customer, whether they're talking to an existing customer. Certainly customer service and customer contact makes up a huge part of their business. The sales side of it, the marketing side of it, the networking side to ensure that they understand and are able to bring in. The training side, plus the working with our various production centers. We have 12 production centers situated around the world that our franchisees work with, and they work with these franchisees to deliver the products and solutions for their customers. So, and then, of course, you know, they have the administrative side as well as working and looking at and understanding some of the new product releases that are coming out to ensure they're on top of some of the leading-edge technologies. So it is very varied. There is probably, like I said, no typical, but certainly customers, some of the production and working with our production centers and the sales and marketing and then just the challenges of the administration side of running a business, which is usually probably done in the evenings or weekends by them.
Right. Yeah, and I think that makes it interesting for the franchisee, knowing not every day is going to be the same. There's always challenges. Things are different. It makes, makes work more fun, basically.
And I think what our 83% of our franchisees work from their home, and that is truly a positive thing that they see it because they're able to work around their personal life schedule. Mm-hmm. And they may get up very early in the morning before their children go to school, but they're able to drive the kids to school, come back, do some work, be there for lunch. And so they're able to adapt an exciting work style with their lifestyle and are able to take time off. And we call it the Freedom Franchise because it really allows you to adjust your personal life. We're global. We're international. Our production centers, as I said, are around the world. So if I'm a franchisee here in Toronto and I am working with one of our production centers in India, I can do whatever I need to do to look after my personal and family life, say maybe early afternoon. But then in the evening, I can work with our production centers because they're just starting to come on as we're heading to bed here. So I think our franchisees certainly love the flexibility of that working environment.
Absolutely.
Right, definitely. Also, what advice would you give to aspiring entrepreneurs looking to buy a franchise? We're always interested in finding out from someone like yourself answering that type of question because a lot of listeners want to, you know, basically, you know that.
Well, I look at it as just an excellent opportunity to join a team. I think any franchisor is a team of people, and at WSI, we refer to the WSI family, working together, following a proven systems that really allows you to jumpstart on developing a business. And this sense of family, you're not alone. If you go and open in whatever kind of business on your own, you're very much on your own. But having a franchisor behind you, having other franchisees to collaborate, share experiences, you know, help one another to be more successful tomorrow, you're very much not alone. And that coaching that you receive, again, from home offices or from other fellow franchisees and the support to assist in your success, I think that's really the core of that relationship that you build, not just with the franchisor, but with the other franchisees is a key element. I believe that aspiring entrepreneurs can look at the franchising industry in general.
Right, absolutely. They say a lot of times, too, Don and Ron, is, you know, working for yourself and not by yourself.
Absolutely. That's a great way of putting it.
So it sounds like you make sure people are, you know, getting that proper support and a proven system.
Yeah, and because, as I said, if you just go on your own and do it, you very much on your own, and you don't understand some of the challenges that you're facing. Is it unique to you, or is it just something that is in general, where with a franchise system, you pick up the phone and contact home office, or you pick up the phone and talk to another franchisee, and you recognize that, hey, what you're experiencing is very normal, but most importantly, you get some best practices on how to take advantage of that opportunity very quickly rather than perhaps spending money in areas that won't be successful. That sharing of best practices is so key, certainly at WSI, but to all franchisors.
Interesting. This is a general question, Ron. What characteristics do you think make successful entrepreneurs? What characteristics do you think they need?
Well, I think it's a combination of the desire of being your own boss and the desire to be profitable. I think being your own boss means you're really the jack of all trades. You're the salesperson, the project manager, everything all together. And as I referred to, that's what we kind of emphasize here at WSI, that Freedom Franchise approach that allows these individuals to take their experience and expertise in whatever vertical market they came from and then generate profits in the business. And I think that ability or that desire to do it on your own and be your own boss and be profitable really drives a lot of people to WSI and to the franchising industry in general.
That's great. We have about 30 seconds on. What would you say the future plans for WSI? How big would you guys like to get?
Well, big is you know, a relative term, but, you know, we look at what we're doing and bringing world-class products and solutions to the marketplace, and we really, as I said, feel that we have just begun. The internet is booming. The small and medium-sized marketplace is ever expanding all the way around, and we really think it's vital for any organization to grow the market, you know, in the areas that we operate in, and we really see WSI as a global opportunity, and we really are very, very strong in our belief that the WSI system is the system for internet solution providers, and as I said, combining internet and small and medium-sized businesses, really the world is our oyster, and
absolutely,
there's no top end to it.
Well, Ron, I want to thank you so much for being on the show. It was a real privilege to be able to speak to someone like yourself, and I expect great things from WSI. I think you guys are just going to keep getting bigger and bigger.
Well, thanks, Marty. Thanks, Don. It's been an absolute pleasure talking to you about WSI.
Thanks, Ron. Thanks, Have a great day today.
Much success. Cheers.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That was very interesting, Don.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, look at their success. I mean,
absolutely.
I had a lot of important information to share with everybody. You know, nice guy.
Absolutely, very, very nice guy. Well, I want to thank you, Don. Another great show. And next week we got Action International, so that's going to be a lot of fun as well. And we'll see everybody next week.
Yeah, thanks, Marty. Take care.
Thanks, Don.
See you next week. All right.
Take care. Bye-bye.